And so we're not trying to rush through it because we want to soak up all the biblical truth and biblical principles that the Lord can convey, even through the historical books, even through the First Testament, right? He gave us the whole counsel of his word to benefit from, and not just the Second Testament. As we are continuing to benefit from the study in Joshua 10, we see that God's people have encountered trouble, haven't they? Trouble and troubles. Is that something that we should be expecting this side of heaven? Yes. Just being a human being on the planet, should we expect to have troubles? Yes. As a Christian, do you think we should expect to have less troubles as a benefit of being a Christian? Doesn't seem so, does it? We get the grace of God to deal with our troubles, which actually might be more, as Brother Bill said, being a Christian than it would have been had we just been an unbeliever. You know, when you take on the name of Christ, you pick up more enemies, don't you? And with more enemies, the potential of more troubles exists. Would you agree? So we should not be surprised when troubles come. And we should not let those troubles cause us to be cowards, to be fearful, you know, crippling fear where we just can't and won't do anything because of fearing that we're going to fail, we're going to embarrass ourselves, that the situation is beyond our control. It likely will be often beyond our control, but that's okay. It's not beyond whose control? Yeah. And maybe God has sent it or allowed it just so that we can remind ourselves that we're not all that awesome, are we? And that we really ought to be depending on Him more and more. And that doesn't change as we log the years of being a Christian. We don't have to back off on our dependence, thinking that, oh, we've learned so much by now, we can just, you know, draw off of that experience. No, God wants us to be perpetually dependent. And He may send a real catastrophe our way to help humble us, to test our faith, our commitment, dependence on Him, perhaps. And so let's not let that catch us off guard. Let's not react negatively and shocked, like, God, I don't deserve this sort of treatment. I can't believe You let this happen sort of thing. But Father, whatever You send, whatever You allow, I know You're aware of, and I know that You're going to help me deal with this situation. We looked last week if you hold your finger there in Joshua 10, let's just remind ourselves of Psalm 50, verse 15. If God were to say to us, you know, now that you belong to Me, I'm going to take all your troubles away. That might sound like a great deal, right? That might be something that we think would be the best idea God would come up with. But don't we learn more about God when we walk with Him through the valleys, rather than when we're just